This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good day to you and yours. Lots of things going on, the usual sort of circumstance. Anybody who thinks that there is not, I always love it when these guys who are on the air doing radio conversation programs say, oh, it's a slow news day, and they go back to the same old baloney about abortion or capital punishment or something that will ease their lazy minds. There are exciting things happening all around the country, all around the world, and I'm happy to spend time talking with you about them and you talking with us at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken. Doug and Ken are here. Richie's, I think, back tomorrow. And Jennifer next week, Roberta probably later this week or at some point during the week. Listen, you don't want to know who's not here. You want to know who is here and what's going on. Journalist saw some of the military weaponry the Russians had sent over as as part of the brigade to help out those Ukrainians. Let's help the Ukrainians. Send over some military stuff. Didn't they turn the trucks around? Supposedly headed back toward Russia the other day, and now apparently some of these trucks have shown up on one of the eastern towns that are held by the rebels. So let's see where all of that goes. It's just conversation. You know what? It doesn't really mean anything. It's just another foolish conversation to distract you from what's really going on in our country and in your neighborhood. It means nothing. And I try to stay away from it. It's just, as far as I'm concerned, talking about what's going on over there is a complete waste of time. All right? So people say, oh, no, it's the beginning of World War III. Nonsense. You think that Putin is going through all of this so that he can be destroyed, because that's what happened. He gets destroyed along with everybody else. Not going to happen. That's not even a practical reality. Michael Brown's death and the speakers at this funeral, there are 4,500 people in this cathedral in St. Louis, talking about his life and how it applies to the civil rights movement, and that blacks should change their protest chants, stop wasting time chanting and start working the legislative route. Not a bad idea. Much more constructive anyway, don't you think? Under the circumstances, mm-hmm. It would be much more. Get out there and protest and burn stuff down. Isn't doing any good for anybody. The situation in northern, well, I guess more central California. Some people think that San Francisco is in northern California. No, it's in central California. And then north of that, Napa County, where the quake caused $1 billion in damage. There are 500 or so wineries there. 80% of them were unaffected. However, to look at the news media yesterday, Kenny, you'd think every bottle of wine on the West Coast
been
destroyed by the earthquake. No more wine! It's been destroyed! No, it hasn't been destroyed. A lot of buildings were damaged, and a lot of infrastructure was hurt, and a lot of people didn't have water and gas and power. I think most of that's been restored, though. And then the fearmongers, I love these guys, the anti-nuke protesters, started once again yesterday on closing nuclear plants. There's one, as a matter of fact, in California. I think it's the last one, if I'm not mistaken. They're trying to figure out the people who are the anti-nuke crowd, urging the regulators shut down this nuclear facility till they determine whether the reactors can withstand more shaking if there is an earthquake again, because there are several faults that are nearby. I guess my question would have been, why'd you build a nuclear power plant near a fault? Am I the only one who's thinking that way?
Where's the common sense?
Why would you build a nuclear power plant near a fault line? What are you, nuts? You got to be nuts to have done that. Crazy stuff. All right, anyway. Some people in the busy world of international business interested that Burger King is going to buy Tim Hortons chain and that Warren Buffett is going to finance the $3 billion deal through Berkshire Hathaway. I was talking about Berkshire Hathaway earlier owning Geico. They own and or finance lots of stuff. And so this is an interesting deal in that there isn't a bank involved, but yet a holder of a lot of cash. And that is acting like a bank. I wonder if that's a new trend. What do you think? Interesting. I think it's an interesting trend, mm-hmm. one way or the other. Let's see here. The story of special prosecutors. This business of Ferguson has brought out the people who say, special prosecutor, we need to get a special prosecutor for Ferguson. I think you got to seriously raise the issue of special prosecutors in a sort of public way. The situation in Ferguson, need a special prosecutor? Yeah. But there's been one called for in the IRS scandal, where Ms. Lerner and all these other people have lost their email. I think that is a place for a special prosecutor. Not anybody connected to the IRS, not anybody connected to the administration, but somebody who can actually look at this and see what sort of mayhem these people actually got away with. Special prosecutor to handle investigations may be very useful, it would seem to me. Do you get law professors? Who actually does these things? If the government doesn't do them, where do you find people to do these sort of investigations, special prosecutors? They come from all kind of jurisprudence life, right, don't they?
I would think so, but I would imagine it would be really hard to find somebody who doesn't have ties to one side or the other.
Yeah, yeah, right, which is kind of a shame, which is part of the problem of what's going on in our country today.
Yeah.
There's too much one-sidedness. And that is a serious problem. It's 14 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. How about we discuss a problem that I'm going to suggest can be fixed? There are a couple of different products that we talk about here on the program that have to do with your circulatory system, with your heart health. Here's one that really you ought to pay close attention to. The product is called Omax 3. What does this product, Omax 3 Ultra Pure, that was developed by doctors at Yale, it's pure, it's potent, it's patented, it's superb. Why should you take this? Well, if you wake up every morning and your joints are aching, Omax 3 Ultra Pure, good for that. If you've got high cholesterol, Omax 3 Ultra Pure addresses that. If you're a moody person, your brain needs to have some sort of, if you will, leveling out, evening out. And getting this kind of ultra-pure, beautiful omega-3 into your brain, very important. Mood swings, memory issues, that kind of stuff, foggy thinking, this will help that. And because the people who are responsible for bringing you Omax ultra-pure have thought, no, we got to get this to the public. How's the best way to do it? How about we give it to them free? So that's what you do. You get the first fulfillment free of Omax 3 Ultra Pure by dialing 800-316-7918. 800-316-7918. Or you can go to Doug, the number 4, omax3.com. Doug, with a 4 right after, D-O-U-G 4, omax3.com. So, and when you're there, they'll know you're listening to me, and so that'll be cool. You'll pay a little shipping and handling. That's it. The first month is free of this fantastic supplement. Or call 800-316-7918. Tell them Doug Steffens sent you. 800-316-7918.
It's time to break up with your current phone. For a limited time, you can get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. That's right. All you have to do is switch. Now, don't worry. Your current phone isn't going to be mad at you. Jealous, maybe, but not mad. It doesn't have feelings under that screen. It's just a bunch of parts. Plus, Boost Mobile has plans starting at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. Seems like that's something you could take home to mom. So go ahead and leave your old phone for a new phone with a better plan. Your old phone will never know, but your wallet will. Get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. Plans start at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. So you never have to hold back. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Boost Mobile. Promotion valid until 9/1/14 at participating dealers while supplies last and only for new monthly activations porting in from non-Sprint related carriers. Free phone limits, select models, excludes taxes, require payment of first month service. $40 plan includes 500 megabytes of monthly high speed data. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-767-9042. That's 1-800-767-9042. 1-800-767-9042.
You know, I mentioned the other item that we have that we sell here. I'm not selling it, but I'm sending it to places that can help you by providing you with products that are worthwhile. And there's never been a supplement that's sold as well as Heart Factors Plus that I've talked about on the air. Heart Factors Plus. Kenny, you're going to the doctor today to do some work on your heart, your blood pressure, right?
Yeah, I'm just going in for a routine checkup. But yeah, while I'm there, like you're supposed to do with any sort of supplement, I'm going to mention this to him because it sounds good and sounds like something I should be taking, but I would just want to make sure.
Well, that makes good sense. And that's what one would advise in any common sense before you take something like this. If you are on some sort of heart medicine or you're having some sort of heart experience or blood pressure issue, then you ask your doctor. But I'm guessing he's going to tell you that because this is L-arginine and because this amino acid arginine is something that we all need in our body, brings us around to the nitric oxide aspects of this, opens up your arteries, gets more blood to your muscles, to your heart, to your brain. This is a great combination. Heart Factors Plus and that Omax 3, man, what a great 1-2 punch for your system, your all of your systems. Getting the blood around and dealing with, I mean, needing more blood to make your arteries and the parts of your body that are feeding your joints, for example, that needs blood. And that's why these two products are so great. So to back up what I said about 3 or 4 minutes ago about Omax 3, try this as a supplement as well. Heart Factors Plus has 6 fantastic antioxidants that will add to your heart health and get the blood pressure where it's supposed to be or keep it where it's supposed to be. Best-selling supplement ever. Call 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus. There is also a special deal when you order a 3-month supply of Heart Factors Plus, you're going to get a 3-month supply of their CoQ10, the new CoQ10 supplement. So 2 supplements for the price of 1. Take advantage of it now while they have it. 800-577-8560. Heart Factors Plus plus CoQ10. See the amazing results for yourself. 800-577-8560. Take it from me, Doug Steffen.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Several musical stories to tell you here, starting with one focusing on a new documentary. Glenn Campbell is the subject matter. Crank this up for a second, will you?
Subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe. There'll be a load of compromising.
So this career that he had, pretty wonderful actually. Turbulent private life. Glenn Campbell and his life chronicled in the documentary film I'll Be Me, which is coming out in October. It'll premiere in New York and Nashville. Follows his performance in the Goodbye Tour, and a lot of footage of his visits after being diagnosed with Alzheimer's a couple of years ago. Blake Shelton, the show of Crow, Keith Urban, Brad Paisley, Taylor Swift, Vince Gill, among the artists who comment on Mr. Campbell, along with Steve Martin, Bruce Springsteen, Paul McCartney, Jimmy Webb, Jay Leno, Bill Clinton. He's 78 years old now. Seventh son of 12 children, whose father was a sharecropper, rose to prominence in the 60s with songs like that. He played for the Beach Boys, for Ricky Nelson, Elvis Presley as he got started. The first song he did was John Hartford's Gentle on My Mind. I remember being a disc jockey and playing that song. And by the time I get to Phoenix, Wichita Lineman, he had a CBS variety show. He told Rolling Stone as he was getting sick, I always work my butt off. I had to hustle because there are a lot of people out there who could play guitar. Isn't that the case oftentimes when you have a talent, but yet there's something else that's needed in order for you to make it with that talent? Something, there's an edge that you have to have. And I'm not sure what his was. And I'm not even sure he knew what it was other than hard work. He was married four times. He had a lot of relationships. I remember reading a lot about Tanya Tucker and what that deal was all about. Anyway, so the story at DougStephan.com, something to look forward to. Also in the musical news today, Seal, sort of a remembrance, if you will. Back this up for a second. It's the anniversary of Seal hitting number one with The Kiss from a Rose. Was on the tippy top of the charts on this date during this week in 1995. Hold on just a minute. Where have I got that? My fly swatter. All right. LL Cool J also on the news today. LL Cool J says, ladies love Cool James, by the way, if you didn't know what that means. Says, important to help out children in need. The actor handed out backpacks with school supplies to children in Jamaica, Queens, over the weekend. He notes that a relatively small contribution can have a big effect on families. About 2,000 children were the beneficiaries of his largesse in New York. That's pretty cool, right? Yeah. LL Cool J. I think he comes across, and most people think he is a very cool guy and a very nice gentleman. So a tip of the hat to that. What a great move that is. 28 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
Are you in the bullseye?
Many scammers, fraudsters really go in and target people who are over 50, over 60, over 70, because that is where many assets are.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
They try to take advantage of people who may be experiencing financial difficulties or cognitive decline. It's appalling.
AARP financial educator, John Dolphiné.
Well, one of the things we're seeing recently is this promised rate of return.
Beware of anyone who guarantees you a big return every year. With interest rates low, don't expect that kind of profit, even a promised 5 or 10%.
It's pretty impossible to guarantee that kind of a return in today's environment. And as they say, if you think it's too good to be true, it probably is.
For more information on common scams and frauds, listen again tomorrow and check the links on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
For the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100
square foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. So stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around.
33 half the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. How are you eating? Feeling good about your food choices, are you? We're going to deal with that in a few moments with a fellow who has written a book called Where Monsanto, Feeding the World, Lie After Lie. I'm sure that you'll find no sympathy for me in this cause whatsoever. I'm just an objective listener. We'll find out what this fellow has to say, all right? Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on Good Day. Syria says it will cooperate. Think about the irony in what I'm about to say. The Syrians, led by a bloodthirsty cur, a thug, who we've been trying to get deposed for decades, just won his seventh uncontested election to be president of Syria. He's now cooperating with his counterpart in America, Mr. Obama, because his whole regime and life is threatened by ISIS. Now, I thought we would have, earlier on, thought that was a pretty good idea. Let's bump this guy off. But now, strange bedfellows as we have become, because ISIS is badder than Assad, we're going to help Assad try to get rid of ISIS. Because, of course, as we all know, Mike Rogers says ISIS will be here before the end of the week, and it'll go, you know, a long ways towards putting the country into chaos again. Anyway, so we're now running reconnaissance flights over Syria. ISIS fighters have seized control of an airport. There are some people who think Malaysian airliner flight, what was it, 377 that disappeared, that the ISIS guys have that plane, huh? What did you say, Ken? Yeah, there are.
370.
370, yeah. Right, yeah. All right, so the Syrians say they're ready to accept support from the United States and others working under the UN umbrella to fight these terrorists. So our Defense Department says that they are going to not only run these reconnaissance planes, but we have also told the Syrians, and they've agreed apparently, that we may extend our airstrikes because we've been bombing the hell out of their wherever they are in Iraq. And so now they've gone over to Syria to hide. So now it looks like we're going to bomb Syria as well. What a great day for the military-industrial complex, right? How do we know that? Here's, so you want to really know how crazy I am? Here we go. You ready?
Ready.
My theory is that these people, like Al-Qaeda, like ISIS, the people who create problems for us, are supported by some members of the secondary military-industrial complex. I'm not saying out front. I'm saying the arms dealers who somehow or other find that they can buy weapons made in America, made in China, made in Russia, made all over the place, and sell them on the open market. Those are the people that are fermenting. Without guns, these guys get nothing, right? No grenades, nothing, no rocket launchers. How do they get these things? Where do you think they come from? And how are they made in the first place? You think that the people who are making armaments in our country wouldn't sell, even though it's illegal? You don't think that there's some complex way? This is a great movie, by the way. I should send my son this idea so he can write a script around it. Here's right? I mean, think about it. There's some skullduggery. I can see Fred Thompson in this movie playing some role. Here's a legitimate, supposed legitimate business, has offshore ties. They meet in Hamburg, Germany, with some guy who's a Middle Easterner, and he's an arms dealer. And they sell the weapons to him through some third party, and he sells them to ISIS, or he sells them to Al-Qaeda. You don't think that's possible? Of course it's possible. I mean, think about it. The people whose minds are so put to sleep by using all this foolish technical hardware that we're, or software that we're around all the time. Think out of the box a little bit. You don't think that could possibly happen? Of course it's going to happen. Could it be going on? Yeah. I think it's a pretty good possibility it could be going on. So we've got everybody, all the military industrial guys are winning all the way around. So they're supplying ISIS and Al-Qaeda and whoever else wants to stir the pot with their arms so they can scare the hell out of everybody. So we arm up to the teeth. And we send our planes over to see what they're doing, and we bomb them if we can. That's more armaments. It's a field day for the military-industrial guys. I don't think this is at all out of a realm of possibility. At all. Okay? So put that in your pipe and think about it a little bit. How many people are watching progress of the SpaceX rockets? You know, these reusable rockets that are supposed to bring us up into space. One of them exploded during a test flight in Texas over the weekend after it lifted off from the company that's making its flight facility in Texas. It was unmanned, a successor to SpaceX original Grasshopper. This is a vertical takeoff and landing test vehicle. Was destroyed when a self-destruct system was triggered in the wake of some kind of malfunction, which nobody's really explained yet. I'm happy not to ride on these things for a while. I think they got to iron out a few of the difficulties. What do you say? That is the designer there at SpaceX on Twitter posted the following quote, three-engine F9R DV1 vehicle, auto-terminated during test flight, no injuries or near injuries. Rockets are tricky. Yeah. SpaceX uses two-stage versions of the Falcon 9 rocket to launch NASA Space Station resupply missions and commercial satellites. They're unmanned, but they can still fly up to the space station, and they can bring trash and stuff back again. So, anyway, there is a schedule. Communication satellite supposed to go up later this week on one of these things. I'll launch a SpaceX Dragon cargo ship to the International Space Station next month. So what do you think? Ready for a ride? These things happen all the time, by the way. The Air Force is putting missiles up, launching rockets all the time to blow up. Not all the time, but they can and they do. We don't hear much about that, but because humans are slated to be in the SpaceX, it makes news. Let's see here. Somebody tweeted, SpaceX founder and chief designer Elon Musk said rockets are tricky. Yep. They really shouldn't be 50 years later. That might have been in 1964, but now they ought not to be. I don't know about that. I think that there's all kinds of new technology being used in these things. Just got to iron it out. All right, so that's that story. In a moment, we're going to deal with this whole situation, what you're eating, and whether you're aware. My big problem isn't really with the GMO food. I have a problem with it. But my real problem is with the fact that Monsanto and that bunch don't want you to know that it's GMO. And I don't know why. If you are proud of your product, then why don't you let people know, oh, this is GMO, it's good stuff, right? So if they have something to hide, then I understand why they don't want it labeled. But if they have nothing to hide and it's okay for us, then label it. Be proud of it. Wear it. That's the American way, isn't it? Do something good. Be proud of it. Demonstrate it. Instead, they try whatever they can to keep you from knowing not only what's in the food, but where it comes from. I kind of object to that. And we'll talk about it in a moment with Brett Wilcox here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-767-9042. That's 1-800-767-9042. 1-800-767-9042.
I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that. You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out of Boston Lager.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Ken Kessler and I here with Brett Wilcox, who's the author of We're Monsanto, Feeding the World Lie After Lie. Brett and his son had a coast-to-coast run for GMO-free USA. So our focus here is the world's food supply. Brett, I don't know if you heard me just a moment ago talking about this. This is one of my favorite subjects. I'm a dairy farmer as well as a broadcaster, and I'm inundated with all of these salespeople who want me to buy GMO seed, Roundup Ready seed. That I choose not to, and it's I just like the open pollinated seed, and don't have to worry about somebody breathing down my neck saying, "Well, you used our seed, or you used somebody else's seed. You can't do that." I mean, these people are onerous, to say the least. very powerful company, and they're trying to control, in my mind, the food supply in the world. So I want to know, maybe there are a lot of people that like GMO food and think it's, well, that's cool. Just label it. Tell us that this is GMO, and also tell us where it comes from. It's not grown in America. Where does it come from? I don't see why that's so unusual or outrageous, and why these people keep trying to stop it is beyond me. Do you have an idea, a theory on that?
Yes, absolutely. Can you hear me okay there?
Hear you fine. Go ahead.
Back in the 90s, when the GMOs first came out there, Arpad Pusztai, who was a scientist who was studying the GMOs, came out and said that he would not eat them based on his research. And the European media went crazy with that statement. And Europeans consequently shut down GMOs. And it wasn't any governmental action that made that happen. It was simply consumers saying no thank you when they went to the grocery store. So the industry learned through that labeling is a skull and crossbones to their industry. And
well,
they
what
will
is
do
it?
That.
There, yeah. What, let's explain to people what actually happens if there's seeds are modified, and that's really what GMO. They're modified to do what? What happens that's so bad that people keep hearing all this stuff about GMOs are bad? Or what is so bad about genetically modified organisms?
Well, the industry will tell you that they're modified to almost turn into miracle foods, to be drought resistant and to feed the world and whatnot. But really, there's only two major traits that they've come out with thus far. And one is to resist Roundup, and the other is to produce a poison, the Bacillus thuringiensis poison. And so they either absorb poison or they produce poison. Those are the two traits of GMOs. And poison is not anything that most people want to associate with the food that they have on their plate, but that is, in fact, what GMOs are nowadays. So it can be very convenient for farmers who choose to use them, at least for the first few years, and then they find that they've developed super weeds and super bugs that can withstand. They've developed tolerance and resistance to the GMOs, and so the natural solution at that point, once you're on the chemical treadmill, is to apply more chemicals and more toxic chemicals.
So it gets stronger, bigger, better. The weeds, I know, I don't use any of these sorts of things. I cultivate my corn. I've got, 43 acres or so of cow corn for my silos on my dairy farm. And we cultivate it because I don't choose to use the sprays. And, yeah, there are a lot of weeds that come up. But the corn, if it's growing well and there's lots of natural fertilizer, we use a lot of manure on the fields, and the corn gets above the weeds. And eventually, because the weeds don't have any sun, they die out. It's convenient. It takes a little work. But that's how it happens. And that's what happened, by the way, before these GMO foods were introduced. So, anyway, you and your son are on this toot. Your son is a cross-country champion racing. I'm assuming he's a track guy, right?
Cross-country.
Right. Yeah. All right. So, what did you hope to gain from doing what you've done? And what did you gain from that coast-to-coast run?
Well, the primary thing was a family adventure. My son wanted to run across the country. And we did that together. We had a ton of father and son time, as you might imagine, being on the road 20 miles a day, 6 weeks. So aside from that, because we were doing such an epic run, I wanted to tie it to the GMO issue because I obviously feel strongly about the issue. Mm-hmm. I feel like the thing that was most validating for me, as far as the mission went, was realizing that virtually everyone in the United States that knows anything about GMOs is opposed to GMOs. So contrary to whatever propaganda the industry puts out there, people don't like what's going on with as far as GMOs are concerned. Many people still don't know, but when I introduced them to the subject and I said, well, this is what GMOs are, this is what they're intended to do, nobody said, great, I'm going to go to the grocery store so I can pick up some GMO canola oil. You know, nobody ever does that. There's no point in going to the store and buying GMO. And once you know what GMOs are, there's many reasons not to.
That's why I don't want you to go. All right. So if you want some more information on Brett and his son's work, runningthecountry.com. Runningthecountryalltogether.com. Thank you, Brett Wilcox.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Explain all this.
First of all, I would like to make one thing quite clear.
Yes?
I never explain anything.
Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be.
I know a man with a wooden leg named Smith.
What's the name of his other leg?
What's the name of
his other leg? And that's lucky, too.
Chim, chimney.
Now, where's the ladder of life?
Mary Poppins, the theme song. I don't know if this is the theme song, though. It wasn't super califragic. What was the theme song from Mary Poppins?
Well, that song is in there, super califragic.
Yeah, but what would you consider to be the theme, Chuck?
I don't know.
Jim, that's so much music.
I did a revival of it in February, and it still holds up. It's a lot of fun, and she's great, and so is he, Dick Van Dyke, in the movie.
I think there was a lot of a resurgence in its interest with the movie Saving Professor Banks, or Mr. Banks, or whatever it was that profiled the writer of Mary Poppins, with Tom Hanks playing Walt Disney. I thought that was happened last winter. It was quite a good movie.
It was a good movie, and that is correct. That's why it did the revival. It did revive interest, and we had a good crowd.
Yeah, right. Okay, so as it happens, Mary Poppins was number one movie during this week in 1964, believe it or not, 40 years ago. So we move ahead into movie moments and the movie news that Chucker has, just a matter of moments. I was telling yesterday, you weren't here yesterday, right? Did I talk to you yesterday?
No.
I was talking about seeing the last movie that Philip Seymour Hoffman did, The Wanted Man. Which was out, I think it's playing in limited release. I don't know why. It ought to be released widely. Maybe that's what the future is for, but it was a very good movie. Have you seen it?
I have not. It opens in my community theater next weekend. It's what you call platform. You're right, it is limited. I think it's on about 600 screens right now.
Why do they do that instead of opening it wide? When the buzz comes, what's the point of having it only on 600 screens instead of 4,000?
Very simple, because the producers who made it are most likely an independent studio.
Yeah.
So they cannot afford to spend the huge marketing dollars on TV and radio to advertise it.
Mm-hmm.
So they count on word of mouth, like what you just did, to tell people that it's good, and they platform it. It's just a better strategy from a financial point of view.
Yeah, it's a very good movie. I would tell you, there's no violence. There's no sex, no cars get blown up. It's a story. Imagine the concept.
A throwback.
Right, it's a story, and it actually has some interesting implications on how our spy networks work, and the U.S. doesn't come out of it particularly well. The spy culture itself doesn't come out of it very well. But
one of my favorite actresses in it, Rachel McAdams, who I like a lot.
Rachel McAdams plays a great role. Robin Wright sort of plays a heavy, which is unusual for her. She comes across as one thing, and then at the end is sort of a twist that you don't expect. I just think it was a good movie. All right. So having said that, Chucka, what else have you got for movie news?
Guardians of the Galaxy, with its $17 million gross over the weekend, has now become summer's highest grossing movie, and it deserves it. $251 million gross. Word of mouth is terrific. This movie's fun, inventive, has a lot of good characters, and although it was released by Marvel, I think that the happiest studio is going to be Universal, because Chris Pratt, the star of that film, is the lead in the next Jurassic Park film, which opens next summer. I just want to point out, True Blood series final drew 4.1 million viewers in the 9 p.m. slot Sunday night. I was a big fan of the show and watched it since season one. It lasted seven seasons. I like this season, but I got to say, the series final was one of the most disappointing and worst series finals I've ever seen. It was almost like they put no effort or heart into it, and I just don't understand it. Mm. Buzz on the Internet sort of agrees with me. Very disappointing.
There's a
one
other
bit of news, Doug.
Go ahead. Yeah.
The filming on the reboot sequel to Vacation starts shortly. Ed Helms will star in the movie, but Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo will make cameos in their original roles, which is at least good news for fans of the original series.
Some buzz on the next James Bond film. They're apparently looking for some big guy like Jaws or Oddjob to play the bad guy whose name is Hinks. They're looking for somebody about 6'2", very muscular, and they want to have him involved in these various fights with James Bond.
I love the idea.
Yeah, but it's interesting also that they put out a casting call sort of publicly like that. Now, if you got the credentials, go for it. The first Superman comic book was sold at auction, $3.2 million online auction. For the first Superman comic book. Isn't that amazing? $3.2 million
for a comic book. That'd be worth that much money.
Woo! Chuck Curry, our movie man, here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.